Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Thursday, November 16th, 2023, 9:08 a.m. on this Thursday morning. It's a morning show sponsor, Redtail Air Connections, offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Again, that's a quick word from our sponsor, one of our sponsors. But again, you're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92. It's a Thursday morning, which means we've got a guest joining us from the Times Independent joining us now. Sophia Fisher. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Tell us about what's in this latest edition of the Times Independent.
Yeah, it was so exciting to see our main story this week was kind of a feel-good one about native fish. Data from end-of-year field work are suggesting that native fish species really boomed around Moab this year in the Green and Colorado rivers, likely as a result of the high flows we saw this past spring that kind of mimic historical springtime flows.
Huh, that's really interesting. So high water helps there to be more fish. That's interesting.
Exactly, and specifically juvenile native fish. I spoke with some folks at the Division of Wildlife Resources who said that biologists in the Matheson wetlands found about 51 juvenile razorback suckers, which is one local endangered fish, this past October, but in the past 2 years of counting before this year, they found only four. So it's specifically the juveniles, the kind of, like, I want to say maybe teenage type fish that they're finding that often they don't find, often seem to kind of die out. So yeah, very exciting news. The Colorado pike minnow was also found at pretty high levels in the Green and Colorado rivers around Moab as well. So really just a wonderful way for that crew to end their season.
Well, very good. That's great news. Glad to hear that. What else is going on in the Times Independent?
Yeah, we have a report this week on the chip seal failure along Mill Creek Drive. Anyone who's been in Moab the past 3 or so weeks has, I'm sure, noticed this. Mill Creek from 400 East until Murphy Lane is kind of gravelly, tough to drive over, and there were mounds of loose gravel in the shoulders for quite a while. My editor, Doug, spoke with folks at Moab City about, you know, what went wrong. There was supposed to be, you know, a chip seal project that, and then striping that would effectively close a two-year waterline replacement and repaving project along Mill Creek Drive. But when they applied the chip seal, there was a sudden drop in temperatures in late October that prevented things from kind of gelling correctly. And it unfortunately resulted in a bicyclist accident that required a trip to Moab Regional Hospital. So it's quite serious.
Well, that's not great. Do they have any timeline of when they might be able to finish it?
Yeah, unfortunately, well, they have moved the loose gravel into the bike lanes, and those bike lanes are going to be closed until a new chip seal and new striping can be applied, likely in June, unfortunately. So we're looking at, like, about 6 months of this continuing. So, you know, if you bike along Mill Creek or if you drive along Mill Creek, just be aware that there will be bicyclists in the car lanes.
Very good. Definitely won't work for your road bikes, but I guess maybe people with mountain bikes can try and conquer those hills. No, they probably don't want
yeah.
people on those piles regardless. Well, very interesting. What else is going on in the TI?
Yeah, it's if folks don't know, it's definitely the beginning of illness season, you know, as temperatures drop and folks go inside more. So we have a report this week on where you can get your COVID boosters as well as flu shots and RSV vaccines. Really, you know, important information for folks to know. And notably, COVID boosters are no longer being paid for by the federal government. But that being said, most insurers, including Medicare and Medicaid, will still cover the cost of the vaccine. And if you are uninsured, you still have a couple options to avoid paying out of pocket for it. But really great information by our reporter, Glenn Dilworth, this week.
Very good. Well, again, it's another full edition of the Times Independent. You mentioned Gwen. She'll be taking your spot on the morning show for a couple of weeks, but we really appreciate your work, Sophia, and look forward to talking with you in January. Anything else you want to highlight this morning on the Times Independent?
I wish I could say so, but there are so many stories, it's really hard to narrow it down. We have tons of stories from a recent county commission meeting and, you know, other updates from various local nonprofits and government agencies. So I would just say check out our website or grab a copy of the paper. There's tons to read about.
Very good. It really is full, so definitely worth worth your time to pick up the latest edition of the Times Independent. Or again, like Sophia said, you can check it out online at moabtimes.com. We've been speaking again with reporter Sophia Fisher. Sophia, thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Well, again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. And we've got more local news and happenings for you coming your way. But we do have another quick word from a sponsor. Did you know the San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? You can apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. Again, our thanks to Sophia Fisher. We'll take a quick break and be back with more local news and happenings right here on Red Rock 92.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Let Santa's helpers at the brand new Element Hotel in Moab take the hassle out of the holidays and get you into the spirit of the season. The Element can accommodate up to 150 people and also cater to smaller groups with a lovely holiday dinner. We offer full catering, a private bar, and you can bring in a DJ or entertainment for your event. Discounts on rooms are available for those who don't want to drive home. Call the Element at 435-222-9790. We'll get your party planned and take the stress off the plate. Come rock around the tree with friends and loved ones this season at the brand new Element Moab.
Get thanks grilling this month with Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez, where friends don't let friends bake a turkey. Check out the red hot buys on Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and Bayou Classic grills, smokers, and fryers. Kick it up a notch with sales on Chefs and Bayou Brine mixes. Plus, Choice Building Supply is your holiday headquarters with everything you need to wrap your home in the spirit of the season. All that and lots more this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Introducing new winter hours at Wagon Wheel Pizza in Monticello. We're now open from 11:30 to 6:30 Tuesday through Saturday for dine-in or takeouts. Wagon Wheel Pizza, featuring hand-tossed pizzas, calzones, turnovers, crispitos, and sandwiches, all cooked to perfection in our stone-baked oven. Drop in and see us on South Main in Monticello or give us a call at 435-587-2766. Wagon Wheel Pizza, serving great food for almost 40 years. Come enjoy a great meal today.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Thursday, November 16th, 2023, 9:18 a.m. on this Thursday morning. A quick word from Red Rock Morning Show sponsor, Did You Know Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing great.
Good deal.
Doing great.
Yeah,
a little rain this morning in Monticello. We've had quite a bit of rain in St. George area and Las Vegas overnight, but just got a smattering.
Yeah, here. Just a little bit here.
Huh. But it's been a dry run. We've had over a month of incredible dry weather.
Yeah, yep.
Right? Yeah. Whether we want it or not, we need it. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what this winter holds. It'll be hard to top last year, but we'll see what we get. I imagine we won't top last year. That was historic.
That was an incredible year. And,
yeah.
And you know, I just noticed reservoir levels are still quite high, significantly higher today than they were a year ago today. And so we'll be able to have significant reservoir capacity even with a normal winter this year. So anyway, hopefully fill that Lake Powell up again another 30, 40 feet.
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, we'll look forward to that, see what we get. Well, again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Utah State University Blanding yesterday had a visit from the new president of Utah State University. President Cantwell visited on a statewide campus tour, started that tour in Blanding, went up to Moab yesterday, I know. And as part of her transition plan, she's again on a listening tour and engaging with the USU community. She spoke with community leaders and with staff at USU Blanding, also had a listening event for USU students. So had the opportunity to speak with her as the media yesterday. So we'll be giving you that information, that story in coming days. But really interesting to see what President Cantwell has in store. You know, part of one of her big focuses was making USU a research university and making sure that research impacts local communities. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how that gets implemented. And again, she's on this listening tour, so she's going to take some feedback and then use it from there to make changes or implementations as the new president of Utah State University.
You know, it didn't seem long ago that Utah State was Logan, and then the Extension Service, of course, is an agricultural university, but a single Logan campus and then the Extension programs. But man alive, in the last 20 years, all of a sudden, when she goes to visit her campuses, she's on the road a long time. There's significant standalone campuses in a number of locations in addition to their satellite offices. And so that's quite a geographic expansion that Utah State University has gone through in the past 20, 30 years.
Yeah, and really for Southeast Utah, really key too, up, you know, along 191, USU Blanding, Moab, and up to, into Price, you know, are those three big campuses.
Yeah.
You know, that was also...
UNA Basin has a huge campus too. And
anyway. Yeah, you know, that was also something we talked about too, just briefly, but, you know, she's absolutely committed to that Monument Valley building getting built. Of course, that's something that precedes her time. You know, that's something that USU Vice President Christian Olson has worked on, as well as Navajo Nation Council Delegate Herman Daniels Jr., as well as members of the Utah State Legislature, all working together to try and get funding for that new building. So that's something that'll also be coming for USU.
You know, and that project has been moving along for a number of years. There's so much work that needs to be done planning wise, but I think they're getting pretty close to shovel ready there.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it'll be interesting. We'll of course follow that as that progresses. And of course too, you know, there's offices throughout. Of course, there's offices here in Monticello, USU Monticello, offering classes and remote learning and in-person learning as well.
So, Southwest Colorado too.
Yeah. Yeah. So very interesting. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Got other news and happenings throughout the area. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral and memorial services in the Red Rock listening area.
Yeah, there's a funeral today. Funeral services for Lorna Jean Butler begin at 10 a.m. this morning at the Cortez Seventh-day Adventist Church. There are three services tomorrow. Longtime Monticello resident Ron Johnson passed away on Veterans Day. His funeral services are tomorrow at 11 a.m. in South Jordan, Utah. A celebration of life for Kay Parker, age 72 of Cortez, will begin at 11 a.m. on Friday at Ertel Funeral Home. And memorial services for Kirk DeFond, age 71 of Moab, are November 17th at 3 p.m. at Spanish Valley Mortuary. On Saturday, there'll be a celebration of life service for David Lee Hune, age 62 of Summit Ridge. That begins at 1 p.m. at the Cortez Elks Lodge. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another quick break and be right back.
Official ballot for the town of Bluff, Utah, November 21st, 2023. Dot is go a de leaf bishy be lucky. Nal sauce bad adigi in zonsgo, yin chunko, do okot ego in lago, alt esaka hotso, not ani, nal sauce ilini ya, dahal yanigi, bil quadilne, bebeish behane, din ashtra ashtla ashtla, se beatus a tra naki. Naki tra kindanaj ja go da inishigi la city kindash ja benat ani di na hago e di nat ani itot lesbinie na kiko pa at ato biji da bakaki e Jennifer Davila Britt Hornsby Gary Lichtenstein Wes Shook.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Small or medium-sized business owner? Then you know the value of reliable IT support. Introducing Cinch IT, your ally in tech operations. We handle every IT challenge, from unresponsive computers to faulty printers. We also safeguard against cyber threats with our advanced cybersecurity services. Starting with a comprehensive audit, we help secure your tech operations. Ready to upgrade your IT experience? Connect with Cinch IT today. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or visit cinchit.com. Cinch IT, your IT sidekick.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Quick word from a sponsor. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. It's Thursday, November 16th, 2023, 9:29 a.m. Bill, November 16.
Today is the day for lots of things. Today is the Great American Smokeout. started in 1977. Man, it wasn't long ago. I took a flight when I was a teenager, and the plane was full of so much smoke. It was incredible. I felt like I smoked about two packs of cigarettes just on a flight. And that's just the reality of the world back then. Buildings were full of smoke. Airplanes were full of smoke. But since then, we've had significantly lower exposure to secondhand smoke, and fewer people are smoking. Great American Smokeout since 1977. That's been quite a thing.
I thought it was going to be something about, you know, people getting together to smoke barbecue. That sounds more fun to me.
Yeah, next Thursday, a few people will have a Great American Smokeout of their Thanksgiving turkey. But
yeah. Don't deep fry it, though. They show videos every year. The videos are kind of awesome that they show, but people try and deep fry their turkey, and
it blows
up their entire kitchen and
deep fried turkey is awfully good, but you ought to do it on your garage, on your driveway.
Yeah, they don't want you doing it anywhere, I don't think. That's something you lead to the professionals, or don't do the whole turkey if you're doing it. Yeah, so.
I saw some meme last night of a play. Oh, you cannot cook a turkey in a hot pot in Yellowstone National Park.
That's so not allowed.
Don't be tempted on
that. Dang it. That was the plan.
Today's Rural Healthcare Day. Only 10% of physicians have practices in rural communities, despite the fact that nearly 25% of the U.S. population lives outside of cities. So Rural Health Day is an important day, and particularly in the Red Rock country. Factors such as isolation, increased poverty, overall aging may be some of the reasons that hypertension in particular is significantly higher in rural areas. There's been a remarkable transformation in the Red Rock country, particularly in San Juan County over the past three decades. And Rural Health Care Day is something to celebrate today. It was something to panic about 30 years ago, but more providers and more structure and more systems to... anyway, so today let's celebrate Rural Health Care Day. Another thing to celebrate, number one song on this day in 1970, can't believe it, is 53 years ago today, was I Think I Love You by the Partridge Family.
Mm.
It was their debut single, the first song they ever released and by far their most successful song, and that was huge. Old David Cassidy came roaring on the scene. He was the lead vocal, and Shirley Jones, who played Mrs. Partridge in the TV show, she was the main background vocal, but 53 years ago today, I Think I Love You by the Partridge Family. Birthdays today. We have to go out of the Red Rock country to celebrate birthdays, apparently. Actress Lisa Bonet is celebrating her 56th birthday today. She was Denise Huxtable in the Cosby Show in the late 1980s and was married to Jason Momoa not long ago. Has a child with him. Actress Burgess Meredith was born today in 1907. He died in 1997. He was Mickey in the Rocky movies. Old Mick. And he also played the Penguin in the Batman TV show, in that campy TV show in the 70s. So happy birthday to Burgess Meredith. Maggie Gyllenhaal is 46 years old today, actress. No local birthdays. We've always had a good list, and sometimes the list may be one or two, but we've never had, I don't think, a day that we've had zero local birthdays, but today's the day. So.
Oh, man. So if you have a birthday, let us know.
Yeah, yeah. We would love to come on the show tomorrow and say, oh, we missed so-and-so's birthday. So if you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. And you know, Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show. With that, we've got the on-air job fair coming up next, followed by the sports reports. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card. $24 to $27 an hour depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. San Juan County has openings in a number of positions, including planning and zoning administrator, health educator in the public health department, and light equipment operators. Other positions include Children's Justice Center director, prosecutorial assistant, and corrections officer, in addition to part-time senior center aides, community marking coordinator, and EMTs. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Perron role. 3-plus years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers, caseworkers/social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah/gov under the About tab today. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including director of nursing, operating room RN, and registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech and food services associate. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear Giveaway, and check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
This November, the excitement is cranked up to a whole new level at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., get ready for Cleopatra Clash. We're selecting 14 lucky winners to play in the slot tournament, hot seat style, to win the grand prize, $500. On Saturdays, be selected to shake your tail feather at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. to win $500 in cash. Ute Mountain Casino, your winning destination, and still the one for a mountain of fun.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. The morning show is sponsored by Energy Fuels, powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Time to take a look at the sports reports. Let's take a look at local sports. Looks like we have just one thing for you to today, and it's really just a scheduled thing. So start of the girls high school basketball season for the San Juan girls basketball team is tonight as they open up home against Emory. That's a tough 3A opponent. Should be a great first game for the Lady Broncos to start out the year. That's the local sports report. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. And in action last night, the Phoenix Suns defeating the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's a good win for the Suns. The Timberwolves have been pretty hot. 133-115 was the final. Kevin Durant with 31 points leading the way for Phoenix. And it looks like all our regional NBA teams are off tonight. So that's it for that. NHL action. The Colorado Avalanche getting an 8-2 win over the Anaheim Ducks yesterday. Meanwhile, the Arizona Coyotes are in Columbus today. Puck drops at 5 o'clock. That'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Take another quick word from a sponsor. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Once again, that'll do it for this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.